As Dean Smith indicated, my name is Amber Dodds. I'll be your presiding officer this morning. So I will keep it short and get us started with our federal employment law update. Two great speakers for this one, Luke McDowell and B.B. Sanford. Come on up. Let me give you a short intro to them as they make their way up. Luke McDowell is a shareholder at Littler Mendelson, where he's been since October 2016, board certified in labor and employment law. A fellow Trinity University graduate, he and I were connecting on that this morning, where he twice qualified for the National Debate Tournament and was a debate squad captain. He attended Wake Forest University School of Law. Together with Luke is B.B. Sanford, a partner at the Sanford Firm, a triple Baylor graduate, where she was the first person at Baylor to graduate with a joint divinity and law degree. Many recognitions, too long to list for B.B., but one to note, in 2022, she and her law partner received two of the 100 largest verdicts in the United States. So welcome, Luke and B.B.
Thank you so much. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be with you this morning. You have a great presentation ahead of you for the next couple of days. I was looking over the materials, the list of presenters. Man, it's just jam-packed. And I was thinking about the benefits of starting and kicking this thing off, right? Early in the morning, everybody bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. You got your breakfast, coffee at the ready. Can't think of a better pedagogical recipe for learning something about the law than that, right? No excuses for a bad presentation. So we'll try not to fumble it here. With my co-presenter, we're in charge of giving y'all an update about federal legislation, cases, agency actions that have occurred over the last 12 months in the L&E space. And, you know, one of the things I love about employment law is just how dynamic it is. It feels like every year we've got something new that's happening, or at least bubbling up, and changing our practice in some way. That's really cool. And in some years, more than others, this is one of those high-volume years where we have a lot to cover. We're just not going to be able to cover everything in 45 minutes. So our goal really is to give you sort of an overview, allow you to issue spot some of the changes. You can dig into some of our materials in the paper. And in some of the further presentations down the line, then over the next couple of days, you'll get more details about some of these things that we're going to be talking about. So hopefully that will be helpful. All right, so let's get going here with our agenda. So we're going to talk about an update from Washington, what's happening up on Capitol Hill, with some emphasis on federal agency updates of the EEOC and the Department of Labor. And then I'm going to turn it over to B.B. after that to talk about some of these really spicy Supreme Court cases and Fifth Circuit cases. We have had really big developments at the Supreme Court level and the Fifth Circuit level that is impacting our practices for sure. So we'll get to that. So our update from Washington. What's happening in Washington, D.C.? Well, we've got the 118th Congress, started in January of 2023 and runs through January of 2025. And in this particular Congress, we have gridlock, right? We have a Senate that's controlled by the Democrats. We have 49 Republicans, 48 Democrats, but three independents that caucus with the Democrats, basically giving them the majority in the Senate. On the other side, in the House, we have 217 Republicans, 213 Democrats, and some vacancies, which essentially means we have a split legislative branch, right? Leads to gridlock. And as you'll see, over the last year, we've had no important legislation that's passed in the L&E space, which is a little bit of an outlier for many years past. At the same time, we have confirmation of federal judges. 201 judges have been confirmed that Biden has nominated. And to give you some perspective on that, there are a total of 890 Article III federal judges. So President Biden has nominated approximately about 20% of the federal judiciary during his term. Compare that with President Trump, who nominated 234 federal judges. And the Democrats up in the Senate have vowed to try to nominate more than 234 by the time that Biden's first term, if it ends in November, is up. So that's what we're looking at there. What else is happening in the legislative branch? We have messaging bills, right? Everybody's favorite thing about an election year, those wonderful political ads we have to listen to ad nauseum. Part of what drives a lot of the messaging is what they introduce on Capitol Hill with these bills that aren't designed to pass, right? They have no realistic chance of being passed with a gridlocked Congress, but these bills are introduced in order to get the votes, right?